We're in Simon Tovkuf Mem Ches. We are up to Siv Dalid, and we'll be doing Dalid and Hey. Siv Dalid. Ze shamanu shakover meso beregel ocholav avelis hanemili dvarin shel parhesia. That we said that there is no avelis on cholamoid, that is only dvarim shel parhesia. Aval dvarim shebitzina noeg. Dvarim shebitzina are noeg. That means, in a case where there was no shiva before yontif, the shiva really is going to begin after yontif, and in the interim we have cholamoid, during cholamoid, dvarim shebitzina are noeg. What does it mean, dvarim shebitzina? So, that includes washing, learning. There are matirim in Talmud Torah, but one should not give men aliyah, as well as cohabitation. These are all usur as dvarim shebitzina. With regard to changing his place in shul and wearing big day avelis, he certainly doesn't. With regard to tefillin, for those that are known to put on tefillin in Chol HaMoed, there's a big machlokas achronim. The Shari Tshuva is machriya that on the first day of avelis of Chol HaMoed, that is, he should not wear tefillin. But on the second day, where we normally paskin that you have to wait until after Nates, here you will not have to. He can even daven early. Sifhei. Even though avelis is not noeg, aninus is. A mace on someone's nifter on cholamoid. So until the kvura, the halacha is that the onanim get all the halachas of a regular onan, which means that he is osur bebosur v'yayin, and he's potter in mitzvahs. Let's say he was nifter and yontiv rishon, where you bury by way of non-Jews, and the non-Jews are refusing to do the kfura on that day, which means he's not going to get around to having the kfura done. So the halachi is ain't a love din aninis. Elam kein tzarich lahashich al atchum lochen lo tzarich kfura. So that's only the only time he'd have aninis is if he's gonna go and keep the halacha of machshichem al atchum. You walk till the end of the tchum, so that right after yontif, he's going to be able to continue walking and get to his destination to get things for the kvura. Oz chalu ol adin aninus mishosha machshich. Aval emes be yontif sheni. But if it's on yontif sheni, v'urotzel akavro bo bayom. And it's possible to do a kvura on yontif sheni, you can do that al yidei Yisrael. O be yontif rishon v'urotzel akavro al yidei eni Yehudi. So there the halachi is chal ol ad aninus. There the halachi is that the aninus is chal. The shaila of leil yontif sheni, since it's not the derech to do a kfuris laila, they say that there would not be chal aninus on him. Lamaisa, where they do kfuris laila, it would. Now an onin on yontif is osur in divrei Torah, and certainly should not get an aliyah. The Magen Avraham wants the taina that if we say that there's no aninus chal on him, he's still osur in divrei Torah. But that the achronim are matmiya on. They say that if he doesn't have a din of an oval and doesn't have a din of an onin, then he should be mutar b'talmud Torah.